Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Mele kiliki maka and haole makahiki ho. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's a beautiful morning here today in Cocoa Beach. Hi Dan, hey Ted. Lots and lots of people on the beach. Usually when I see this many people on the beach in the morning hours, it's because there's a rocket launch, but I don't know, I haven't read that there's going to be one. But I think everyone's just kind of getting ready to celebrate New Year's coming up, and the family's been together for Christmas, so anyway, a lot of people on the beach today. Got to hang out with my sons yesterday, three of my sons. We had breakfast together after Mass, which was pretty cool. Walked into the restaurant, not expecting to see them, and they were sitting there with chairs waiting for Cindy and I. They knew where we'd like to go for breakfast afterwards. And then Jeremiah and Shane came up here later in the day, and we sat on the beach and had cigars, and then sat up on the lanai and had a beer. And their conversations with them are just so interesting. They're each so interesting and so diverse. So it was a really beautiful day yesterday. So sorry, a little bit late getting started today. We have a rule at Ocean Sunrise Catechism. We start around 7 in the morning, and we do it at 7 o'clock Bear Wastik time, wherever I happen to be. And then sometimes we just don't, because we have so much that we do here. We do the Long Ride Home television series. We do the weekly radio show, and of course writing and speaking, and then this too. But I'm going to add a new feature soon. It's going to be called Bear's Reading Den. It'll be in my YouTube channel. Every time I read a book, I'm going to put on a smoking jacket and light up a pipe, and I'll give my book review for a few minutes. So Cindy and I have been having fun, though. We did a little video the other day of us demoing our bathroom. And so the last couple weeks, it's been really cool to work together, because over the last 2 weeks, we've been had to take out some stuff and put some new stuff in, tile and flooring, and take out an old vanity and put in a new one, and because we had some issues there we needed to take care of with a little bit of mold. There was a little drip we didn't know about. And so it's been really cool to see how we talk about it, we figure it out, we go and buy supplies together, or I make a run or she makes a run, and then there's things that I'm kind of good at, stuff that she's kind of good at, and it's just kind of like the way a marriage should be, you know, where you help each other and you share each other's wisdom, but there's some stuff that she's better at than I am, and vice versa. So I think the plumber's coming today to hook up our plumbing, and then we'll be probably pretty good to go in another day or two, just finishing up some sheetrock. So it's been interesting. It's a good example, though, of cooperating with your spouse. We're going to read from the Catholic Catechism now. When it says Ocean Sunrise Catechism, pound 88, that means that's what paragraph we're in. And so today on our Catholic Catechism catamaran, we have started through the catechism again, and we're on paragraph 88. Let's see if I'm doing it right. And we're talking about the dogmas of the faith. By the way, I saw a really cool thing yesterday from Cardinal Muller. I posted it on Facebook, who is such a faithful cardinal. I've had the occasion to be with him on a couple of occasions and hear him speak and kind of know him from a distance. But his new film is called The Manifesto of Faith, I believe. But I got a chance to have an unusual moment with Cardinal Muller in Washington, D.C. about a year and 2 months ago, after the latest scandal broke. Napa Institute called a special meeting at the Mayflower Hotel And I was there, and in the evening we had like a reception. There were, of course, congressmen and senators there. And but then in the morning, the cardinal was about to go to offer mass, and he was waiting for his entourage or his driver or whatever. And he stood in that massive hallway of that great classic hotel, the Mayflower Hotel. And here he was, standing by himself, wearing his cardinal's hat, I forget what you call it. And no one stood with him because he was waiting for his ride. And I walked over to him and stood with him. And Cardinal Mueller is the size of a massive NFL defensive tackle. He's so big and so tall. I was just so proud of him, for him to just stand there, and he knew how many hundreds of eyes would be looking at him just with abusive thoughts about him because of the sex scandal that had broken. And just because he wears a cardinal's hat or is a priest or a bishop, you know, people think accusatorily of him. But he's come up with I think now, there was a time when I spoke about stepping into the breach, but the Holy Spirit put on my heart about 2 or 3 months ago to stand your ground. And we need to start standing our ground with our bishops and our priests and our cardinals, our good ones. And so this new film, I think you should all watch, I think it's called The Manifesto of Faith. I posted it on Facebook. No, Ted, I don't tile. I don't tile. When I say tile, we had some flooring. It's not even tiles, it's the wood type stuff. But no, I don't tile, Ted. I don't do anything like that. But together, Cindy and I figure things out. Okay, so speaking of standing our ground, standing with our faithful, the cardinals and bishops and priests that are faithful, the church's magisterium exercises the authority it holds from Christ to the fullest extent when it defines dogmas. That is, when it proposes in a form obliging the Christian people to an irrevocable adherence of faith, truths contained in divine revelation, or else when it proposes in a definitive way truths having a necessary connection with these. And there you see the syllogism of Aquinas. When Aquinas, you should all listen to or read, of course, read his writings in his book, where in the Summa, where he says, does God exist, for example? And then he gives the 2 or 3 or 4 very best logical reasons why God does not exist. And he doesn't hold back. He doesn't twist the argument. He does his very, very best job of presenting the argument exactly as it is best, could best be presented. And then he says these words, to the contrary. And then he quotes a scripture. And then he gives the correct answer using, as he loved to read, he loves scripture, but also as he refers to the philosopher, who he never names, but where he's referring to Aristotle. And then he goes on to refute each of the other wrong answers with the best possible, with the correct answer. But what he does is he defines truth based on revelation, what the scriptures have told us, and the tradition, and then he uses logic to syllogize from there the other adherents of the faith. So let's read this again. The church's magisterium exercises the authority it holds from Christ to the fullest extent when it defines dogmas. That is, when it proposes in a form obliging the Christian people to an irrevocable adherence of faith, truths contained in divine revelation, or also when it proposes in a definitive way truths having a necessary connection with these. So it's faith plus reason. Truth plus love. I was listening at Mass yesterday, and I've kind of winced a little bit at a couple of prayers that were offered from the pulpit, you know, the petitions, and it was about God's mercy and love. And I wince these days when I don't hear God's mercy and truth, or God's love and truth, because people get misunderstand when they say the words mercy or God's love. They think God's okay with everything, and God just, he'll forgive everything. And of course, it is God's desire that not one man would perish. But mercy without truth is just, is a false empathy that can lead people into ruin. Truth without love is just harsh and cruel. Love and truth have to go together. One of my favorite scripture verses is in Psalms is, righteousness and peace have kissed, love and truth have come together. Truth has sprung up from the earth. Of course, I think referring to Jesus. So we have to have love and truth together. There is an organic connection between our spiritual life and the dogmas. That's why your heart beats faster and your teeth get a little bit more determined. You get more firm in your faith when you study the catechism, because it's with such clarity, and your heart longs for truth. It reacts to truth. Even if people want to reject truth, there's a reaction to it. And I love what Augustine said, truth can defend itself. It's like a lion, just speak it and it can defend itself. So truth has is like a stimulus. It causes a reaction. There is an organic connection between our spiritual life and the dogmas. Dogmas are lights along the path of faith. They illuminate it and make it secure. I don't know if you've ever been up in areas like, I had a cabin up in Montana, 2 miles from Canada by Glacier Park on the North Fork of the Flathead River near Columbia Falls. And I built this cabin myself. I had a generator. I'd have to pull start it to use my power tools because there was no electricity within about 40. Well, no, there was electricity about 22 miles away. It was about a 50-minute drive out down a country road to get to where there would be electricity. But I had, they'd just come out with those solar lights. This was back in the late 90s. And so I would have at night, it was so black you couldn't see your hand if you stuck it out in front of your hand on a moonless night. And so I had these lights that would light a little path. I hate to say where it went to the outhouse, but I had these solar lights that would illuminate the porch and then a little path. And how important it is in the middle of a dark, dark night to have lights that'll shine and give us direction. Hey Rod, good to see you. Hey Dan. So Dan, you're reading from the Catholic Catechism. Maybe I misread it, but if it's a little bit different, I don't know. It might be the U.S. Council of Bishops they have one that they came out with that's supposed to be a little bit more easy to understand. So I'm not sure. So I'm going to read it again. There is an organic connection between our spiritual life and the dogmas. Dogmas are lights along the path of faith. They illuminate it and make it secure. Conversely, if our life is upright, our intellect and heart will be open to welcome the light shed by the dogmas of faith. So that's why I say people of virtue who live by the four cardinal virtues of justice, self-mastery, prudence, and justice. I mean, justice, self-mastery, prudence, and fortitude. It's like they've tilled the fallow ground. They're more open to receive the word of God, the seed of God's love and truth. Also, living in the cardinal virtues is like builds a wall around you of protection in some ways from the enemy, so that the light of God's love and truth, when it does shine, you're more open to receive it. And then enter into, of course, the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. If our life is upright, our intellect and heart will be open to welcome the light shed by the dogmas of faith. That's from John 8:31-32. The mutual connections between dogmas and their coherence can be found in the whole of the revelation of the mystery of Christ. In Catholic doctrine, there exists an order or a hierarchy of truths, since they vary in their relation to the foundation of the Christian faith. So there's the fundamental truths, you know, and then everything is built upon that. Jesus is the cornerstone, right? Jesus is the truth. I'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise for a bit. So many people on the water, on the beach today, walking. Families getting together. Love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to ask everybody what their New Year's resolutions are. So if I forget, remind me. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You want to learn how to say Happy New Year? Ha'oli makahiki ho in Hawaiian. Ha'oli makahiki ho.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.